Good afternoon to all you folks out there. I'm just here in Seattle. It's just after 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on April the 4th, 2020. Yeah, I'm just sitting here, you know, sitting here enjoying the fantastical nature. The fantastical nature of this splendid realm of Possibilicus. You ever wonder about spontaneous human combustion? You ever wonder about spontaneous human fucking combustion? What about Bigfoot? He's a fuck. You ever wonder about the Loch Ness Monster or UFOs? What about ESP? Precognition? Someone says they can see the future. Yeah, so to deal with this whole virus bullshit, I've been watching a lot of the Leonard Nimoy In Search Of. And as a kid, I would watch this shit. Like, back in the 70s, it rocked. My parents would let me stay up and watch it. I mean, here's the thing. Back in the 70s, when you had, like, what, three channels in Washington State? Kind of like North Korea. You know, cable didn't come along until later for us, and it wasn't until the 80s that the first kids had cable. So most of us had, like, the Canadian bullshit, Como, King TV, Cairo, Channel 11, Sci-Fi Theater, though. Every Saturday afternoon, Sci-Fi Theater. They would play old-timey sci-fi films. That's right. Yeah, anywho, I would stay up and I'd watch shows like, you know, Fantasy Island. And I really did enjoy In Search Of. And In Search Of was awesome. I kind of enjoyed That's Incredible, too. I mean, I don't want to say too as in T-W-O. Also, That's Incredible was just a really silly show. And when you know the real meaning of the word incredible, it's like, they could have just called it That's Bullshit. It's like, yeah. But with In Search Of, I think Leonard Nimoy lent it a kind of street cred. Like, he was fucking Spock, you know? He was Spock, and he was on Earth to help us understand our mythologies and our bullshit. And I'll say this, I've never researched it, so I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't have a background in anthropology, because one of the interesting things about all these In Search Of episodes is he tends to frame it in a cultural context, like, in terms of not just, do witch doctors kill people? But what are witch doctors? You know, if you get out of the Western mindset, what are they to these indigenous people? So, respect to Leonard Nimoy. I say shout out to Leonard Nimoy. In Search Of was quality TV. And the fucking background music? You think my keyboard shit's creepy? Fucking the background music for In Search Of? creepy fucking background music. Crazy creepy background music for In Search Of. Don't know. It's Saturday. I haven't read what the latest proclamation is from the king. But yeah, I've been watching In Search Of because it gets me away from this virus bullshit. I don't know how real the virus is, folks. It might be a totally natural thing. It might be. It's extremely convenient to the people that run the world. The virus is. So if it is completely random and natural, it's God is being fortunate for the most terrible people ever. Like, essentially, this would mean that God is evil. Because this would be an act of God. If this wasn't an act of man, it's an act of God. So, yeah, it would imply that God wants the evil people to have more power. Or maybe this is the beginning of the fucking. Yeah. I don't know. Is it the end times? I don't Is it the tribulation? Did Guns N' Roses ever release that epic record they were gonna release? That's one of those questions I ask myself. Weren't they always gonna release some epic fucking album? Maybe they did. And it was too late for me to care. Too late for anybody to give a shit. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the thing about In Search Of is it gives you other things to think about. Like, okay, when I was watching the episode about the Coral Castle, you know, the magical castle in Florida that has anti-gravity because you can pivot the fucking stone blocks on a pivot, which really is basic physics, but they call it anti-gravity. But how'd he get them there, Dan? How'd he move those giant 9-ton blocks? I don't know. Probably some type of chicanery. I mean, engineers like to fuck with people. And he seemed like an engineer who may have, had a screw loose. An engineer with a screw loose, holy fuck. Some might call that COVID 2019. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know. But I know that watching In Search Of takes my mind off of the fucking proclamations of the eternal kings of this realm and the others, declaring that humans should stay at home and die. In Search Of, and Leonard Nimoy specifically, and for those of you in podcast land, I'm drinking coffee, so if you're hearing me slurping, so sorry. So sorry. Not sorry, McGumbus McGee. So I don't know about Atlantis. Atlantis might be real. It might be Antarctica. Okay? I don't know about water dowsing. I do know that you should know how to purify water because the earth has lots of water, but a lot of it is polluted or filled with salts and toxins. So you should know how to purify water. In a lot of cases, finding fetid water is easy, purifying it not so easy. Supposedly, there's a Bermuda Triangle thing in the Great Lakes. I don't know if that's true. Seems like just about anywhere on planet Earth, people die. And I don't know about Bigfoot. You know, my dad was a logger in the Pacific Northwest for his whole life, really, except for World War II. My dad never told stories about the fucking Bigfoot, the Yeti, the Sasquatch. In the year 2025, a message is going to be received. The giant superplasmatic telescopic apparatus built with stimulus money from the Trump Superfund. This apparatus, this system of giant fucking concave Recepticon fucking satellite dish-style receivers will be pointed up to the stars, thousands of them, really. Thousands of Arecibo style, concave style, fucking dish type receiver antennas pointed at the sky in the year 2025. Because we want to receive wisdom from space. Want to receive wisdom from space. So in the year 2025, thousands of these fucking Arecibo style fucking dish type receiver radio telescopes will be built all across the planet Earth. All of this done with modern monetary theory. Ocasio-Cortez will be in charge, along with her assistant Greta Thunberg. It'll be considered one of the most green projects in history. Well, except for all the dead kids who have to mine the rare earth metals for the telescope shit, and all the fossil fuels used to refine the metals and the construction. In reality, this project will kill 320 million people. But they'll consider that green too. In the year 2025, they will begin the construction of these giant Arecibo style fucking dish type radio telescopic antennas. And in the year 2027, they will receive their first message, their only message from deep space. Their only message, they will never receive another one. They will receive but one message. It will be on repeat from every fucking angle of the directionality of the universe. Everywhere they tried to pick up a signal, it was the same fucking signal. everywhere in the fucking universe. They point it towards Galaxy Zombaz, the Andromeda bullshit, the Horsehead Nebulae crap. They pointed these telescopes every fucking direction you can fucking imagine. And they kept getting the same fucking message. It repeated over and over again. Written in the language of advanced mathematics, but they decrypted it. Fuck. Same fucking message. Over and over and over again. From every fucking direction in the universe. It's all terrible. That's it. Over and over and over again. It's all terrible. Basically, with modulating amplitude, it's all terrible. All of it. All of it's crap. Yeah, there were variations like, it's mostly crap. That was one of the messages. It's mostly crap. And then, yeah, mostly it said it's all terrible. And then many messages just said, stop now. A lot of messages said things like, futility is a path of escape. But the main message was, it's all terrible. In the year 2027, they received messages from every direction in space, and the messages repeated themselves over and over again. It was, it's terrible. It's all crap. There's no real point. It was a joke. Yeah, basically, for all that effort, for all the hundreds of millions dead, for all the fucking crap that would end up on Greta Thunberg's resume and Ocasio-Cortez, who in the future would be known as Empress Delina and Empress Quantraviek, and they would rule for at least 3 years and then be ritualistically torn apart. But that's another story for another drunken day in Little Saigon, you motherfuckers. What I will tell you is this. They will receive but one message from deep space. It will have many slight variations, but understand the basic fucking meaning. It's all crap. It's terrible. There is no fucking point. They'll tell you that from the darkest holes of space. But what you need to do is remember this. Jesus Christ says, it's all light. It's all pretty good. And maybe we shouldn't give up hope yet. Maybe we're supposed to believe in ourselves. Maybe we only heard the losers. Maybe the winners are silent. Maybe the winners don't talk so much.